Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Today's confession is coming straight from the bowels of therapy, guys. Happy Friday. I'm so glad we made it. I'm super excited. I've got quite the weekend ahead of me. I'm going to Des Moines to spend St. Patrick's Day weekend, which you might think, Sarah, you live in Chicago. Don't they dye the river green there? Like, isn't the Midwest the drinking capital of the entire United States? And so Chicago would be the pinnacle of all of that? The answer is yes. But you know what? I just wanted to do something different. And I have not been to Des Moines since before I moved to Charlotte. And let me tell you something, 100% does the Midwest drink. And so you would think, oh, you know, Chicago, that's drinking for expensive. Drinking for cheap is Iowa, okay? The people that live amongst the corn have nothing to do except know how to party. So it's very fun to go there. I have high hopes. I'm very excited. But we're not here to talk about St. Patrick's Day plans. We're here to talk about the things I don't like about myself that you can hopefully relate to, okay? And here's this cute little new thing I've learned about me is that I get defensive, okay? Way faster than I like. And it's funny because me saying that out loud, I bet you if you're a person in my life that knows me really intimately, you're probably, who am I? I'm talking to my mom. Hi, mom. I know you're here. Hi. Yeah, you probably were like, you're just realizing that you get defensive right now. So, okay. Yeah. Hi. Here I am. I've made it. We're all on the same page now. I'm glad. And like the worst part about the way I get defensive is that like 100% sometimes I get defensive because I'm reacting to people in life around me, you know, 100%. But also I feel like I get defensive and like no one's even said anything yet. Nope, nothing's even happened yet. And I'm already like on defense. My therapist and I were talking about healthy relationship patterns and she brought up Gottman. And Gottman is a psychologist. Him and his wife have a psychology clinic and they predict how likely you are to get divorced. And it's based off of these four horsemen. And one of those four is defensiveness. And my therapist was like, do you see any of these patterns in my current relationship? And I was like, well, your girl gets a little defensive, okay? Because she's been through some stuff and she's worried that people are being critical of her when she shouldn't be. So I had a little, oh no moment, okay? I had a little, oh shit, am I the problem moment. I looked up the little graphic that my therapist pulled up and the defensiveness one says, victimizing yourself to ward off a perceived attack and reverse the blame.
I do that.
Oh, it sounds so icky when I say it out loud. Ew, what a gross behavior. I can't even look at you guys right now. Like, I can't even admit that I do that. It's so bad, dude, but I definitely do it. And like, I'm not doing it like the fucked up people that get defensive. Like, I'm thinking of like asshole cheaters that I've been with in the past that get defensive when you call them out on something that they've definitely done wrong and they have a reason for why they did it and they blame you. And if you had treated them better, that, you know, like that's not what's happening over here. The victimizing and blaming is only happening inside of my head. The only thing I'm doing out in the world is defending my position, trying to over explain myself so that they understand me, so that I feel less stupid or so that I don't think that they're perceiving me as dumb for thinking the thing that they had a different opinion on, and now I'm defending myself. It's so subtle too. Like, I don't consciously realize that I'm making myself the victim when I'm coming up with a logical reason for why I need to defend myself. And I'm not consciously blaming them and coming up with the logical reason as to why they're the one that doesn't understand me and they're at fault. It's all happening subliminally, but if I look at it, hindsight's 20/20, that's 100% the pattern that I'm following. And this really connected to an insight that I had in therapy that I can't remember if I talked to you guys about or not, but it happened a couple weeks ago that I realized I quite literally never give not one soul the benefit of the doubt ever. I mean, including myself. Like, I literally don't give me the benefit of the doubt. I don't give other people the benefit of the doubt, like nothing. So I don't give people the benefit of the doubt, and I automatically think that they're perceiving me in a negative way. And so then I jump into defense mode. My brain just does that, okay? Like, my brain just immediately assumes the worst interpretation of something. And so then I just start defending myself about something that quite possibly hasn't even happened yet. Because my therapist and I were talking about it in regards to relationships, that's like the first place I really noticed it first. And I could sit here and tell you why I'm the way that I am, why I get defensive, because it's valid why I have felt defensive and why I've turned to defense as my protection strategy in situations that I feel like I'm being criticized, because I feel like I have been criticized a lot by and critiqued by people. Like, again, keeping it relevant to romantic relationships, like that was really big themes in from the men that I was with, that like there was always something that I could do better, or they would be like nitpicking about things that I did wrong. And sometimes that was verbal. Like, one partner, it was always verbal critiques. Another partner, it was actions. Like, his actions showed me constantly that if I could just do better, maybe he wouldn't fuck other women. I don't know, you know? So like, constantly feeling like I could do more in order to be enough left me feeling like I constantly needed to defend my character and defend why I showed up the way I did, or explain why I was showing up the way that I did. Because if only I could explain myself, they would understand me and they wouldn't criticize me, or they would see my point of view, or they wouldn't treat me that way anymore. But now that I'm in a relationship that the person has my best interest at heart, I was going to say so far, but my therapist says that I can't keep saying that, that I have to look at the facts, and he hasn't given me a reason to think anything else, and I need to give benefit of the doubt and have faith in the type of person that he is. So I can't say so far as a defense mechanism. So we're going to leave that part out, even though I've already said it, we're leaving it in, but you know what I mean. Now that I'm with somebody that doesn't critique me and just genuinely sees the best in me and believes in me and supports me and does all of the things, still, instead of just hearing what he's saying, my automatic response is just to jump into defense mode. Like, I'm already in my own little fucking made up court defending my case. As I'm explaining this to you, it's like kind of hard for me to not even defend myself now, because like, for why I do that, because like the court case defense mode vibe 100% came from my last relationship. Maybe I shouldn't say that on here and I should just focus on myself and moving forward. But you know what? That's the truth. That's the truth. Everything, every idea I had, every insight I gave, every thought was always challenged. Always had to challenge every single fucking thing I said. And so anytime I had like a reason or an idea or a thought process or a mindset, it was like I had to like have a reason for why I thought that way to defend my case. It's hard existing with somebody that thinks they're always right. Your brain gets like wired to operate in alignment with that. But I don't need to defend myself about why I get defensive. That's not my point, okay? That's an explanation for why it's happened. But the antidote for defense is taking accountability. And I have to take accountability for the fact that I continue to be defensive in scenarios that I don't need to be defensive in. Maybe I did need to be defensive in that point of my life in those situations, but I don't need to do it now. And that's what I need to sort through and figure out. The thing with getting defensive too is it's not always this big life-shifting conglomerate thing that I'm defending myself over. It shows up a lot in small everyday ways. Like, even in silly, stupid ways. Like, let me give you an example. Mom, tune back in. I know that you're still here. She's going to, like, eat me alive for this one because this is constantly what she's saying to me. But, like, for example, if somebody said, oh, I think that top looks better on you than this top, my response, even though I'm kidding, like, I'm fully joking, but my joke is, oh, so you think I'm ugly? Oh, so that's what you just said, is that I'm fat? Oh, so that's what you said. Oh, so you hate me. That's what I heard. And my mom will be like, I didn't support anybody that I'm interacting with. They're like, what? Hello? No. I was just telling you that I liked that one more than that one, you freak. And I'm not connecting the two and two together because I know that they didn't just say that to me. I know that they don't think that. I'm kidding, okay? But like, that's my joke, you know? Like, why does that joke even pop into my head? Why is it that when someone gives me honest feedback or constructive criticism or anything like that, my immediate reaction is defense? It's obviously me trying to protect myself. And the thing is I don't just do that in the everyday examples from when I interact with other people out in the world, but I also do it in my own internal world that, like, I am ruminating about things and making meaning of things and problem solving things, all as a means to try to defend things that haven't even happened yet or things that I'm perceiving that someone else is perceiving, just mentally defending myself in advance, or like to get through a fight that isn't actually a fight, but that somebody might think a certain thing about me. And so I want to make sure that I check the list down, that I did all of the right things in order to make sure that I, you know, like, that's all me being defensive. Here's the fucking weird part, okay? Is the confirmation bias of it all. That because my brain expects that I'm going to be critiqued, it starts to search for it. And so then even neutral comments that nobody means anything by can turn into me perceiving things as an attack. For example, going back to like the benefit of the doubt thing, I don't assume other people mean well. I automatically assume that people have hidden agendas, or that they're really thinking something that they're not saying out loud, or they're gonna show up for them regardless of how their actions would impact me or make me feel. And so I have to prepare for that and come up with my defense for that and why they shouldn't treat me badly or why they should take me into consideration. Or actually, that's not even what I do. More so what I do is what I just did earlier. Like, that I have to let the world know that I don't expect them to show up in the way that I would like them to. I don't expect them to see it through. I don't expect them to, it sounds so crazy to say it out loud, but treat me well. That I don't expect them to treat me well. How sad is that? You know? But I have to let the world know that so that I don't look stupid. It's a way for me to defend and protect myself so that I don't end up looking dumb. So I defend myself to the world. Oh, well, they're the type of person that does this so far. Nudge, nudge. Or even more sad, like not giving myself the benefit of the doubt. Like I told you guys, I had St. Patrick's Day plans this weekend. I'm going with a group of people that I don't really know at all. And so I feel nervous about how I'm going to show up, how I'm going to be perceived by those people. And I don't think that they'll perceive me badly. Like, it's not like I have that conscious thought, but like, I just have a negative feeling of unease inside of me. Like when I think of that, even though I know it'll be fine, even though I know we'll have a good time, even though I know I get along with people, even though like, I know every time I get nervous about it, it always turns out to be okay. I still have that like uneasiness inside of me that it's like a lack of self-trust. Lack of self-worth, lack of self-confidence and security, like all of that kind of stuff is all you not giving yourself the benefit of the doubt at all. Every time you're like way hard on yourself or you're being a perfectionist about things, you're not giving yourself the benefit of the doubt. Like that I just automatically assume that I'm not okay as I am. This has been another big realization that I've had recently, is that like I'm allowed to be liked just because I exist. Like I'm always trying, especially like with my new relationship, I'm like, but why? Like, why do you like me? I don't understand why you like me. And I can be liked just because I exist. And then that translated to social media, that like I feel like I have to provide a purpose on social media. And so I'm like doing the most, you know, trying to like make valuable content when really I can just show up as myself and exist on here and be liked just for being me, just for existing. But I don't give myself the benefit of the doubt. So where I'm at with this now, I mean, I realized this on Wednesday, so like 2 days ago. So I'm just noticing it a lot, like in paying attention to when it's happening. And I've been really good at that. I've been able to be very mindful of it. And just trying to work towards breaking that pattern more so, or at least pausing before reacting. Because a lot of what I notice is when I feel like when I notice that there's a situation presented that I feel like I need to get defensive about, that I can notice that, especially like if here's the thing. If it's over text, 100%, I can notice because I have more time to recognize that I can feel my feelings getting more elevated and carefully choose how to respond. What I haven't been good at is catching it until after it slips out of my mouth when I'm in real life or like on the phone or whatever, because it's just such a automatic gut reaction to get defensive that even as it's coming out of my mouth, I've noticed it at that point, or right after I've said it, I've noticed it at that point, but at that point it's too late, you know, not too late. I mean, I say it and then I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting defensive. Like I just acknowledge that it's happening. But I think just really sitting with the realization that the defensiveness is truly just my fear of being perceived and my fear of being judged and me trying to protect myself from those things. And if I put myself out there more and receive more judgment and perception, I will realize that I'm safe and I am okay and I don't have to be scared of it. I like myself enough and can be strong enough in who I am to not need the positive perception and judgments to stay stable. So right now I'm not like fixing it, which sounds fucked up. I'm trying to fix it, you know, but like my main focus is just on noticing it. Noticing it has made a huge shift for me. So that's my confession this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you can relate to it. I hope we're not all alone here. Definitely leave me a comment if you relate to it so that, you know, your girl isn't just flailing out here in the wide open all by herself. That would be really cool if we could be friends. But yeah, I think I get defensive, not in a dramatic way, but in a very subtle, I need to protect myself, I'm scared of people kind of a way. But fuck that, people are cool, you know? And like, what is a life without experiencing people and experiencing perceptions and experiencing all of the things that come with life? Easier said than done, but you know, things to think about, food for thought. I hope you guys have a kick-ass weekend. I love you endlessly. Thank you for being here, and I will talk to you guys on Monday. Bye.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.